So Abraham is 175 years old when he dies. He's 75 years old when he takes off out of Haran, and when he is called there. And Genesis chapter 24. And so when Isaac is born, he is pushing right there. He's 100. And when he takes Isaac up to this Mount Moriah to offer him as a burnt sacrifice, and when he says to the two servants, "I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and we will return," and received him from the dead in a figure. How old was Isaac at this time?
17, I think.
He's 20 years of age. And when Sarah dies and Isaac takes a wife, and how old is Isaac when he takes this wife?
40.
He's 40 years of age. And how old is Isaac when two, Jacob and Esau, are born? He's 60. All right. Well, just kidding. It's nice to have a general picture of this. Let's look here. And it says, chapter 24, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, advanced in years and age, and the Lord and Jehovah had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had. Do we know this fellow's name? He's Eliezer of Damascus. That's an interesting thing. Damascus Eliezer, you got that right. And it says, he said to him, "Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear. Take an oath by the Lord, by Jehovah, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country, unto my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac." And the servant said unto him, "Peradventure, perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I necessarily bring thy son? Should I take your son again unto the land from whence thou camest?" And Abraham said unto him, "Beware thou that thou bring not, that you take not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed, unto your descendants, will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only don't take my son. Bring not my son thither again." And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the good things of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, "O Lord God, O Jehovah God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed." Literally, give me success this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, "Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink," and she shall say, "Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also," let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very beautiful to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher." And she said, "Drink, my lord." And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, "I will draw water for thy camels also, until they have done drinking." And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again unto the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man wondering at her, held his peace, to wit, whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not, so as to know this. Verse 22, and it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden nose ring or nose pendant. I wasn't there, but I think it's a wee chain that comes down here and dangles right there with the jewel. But it says, of a shekel's weight, and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, "Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said unto him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor." She said moreover unto him, "We have both straw and provender and food enough, and room to lodge in." And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord and said, "Blessed be the Lord God, Jehovah God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master." Literally, has not forsaken my master. And his merciful, gracious kindness, read the word grace there, chesed, and his truth, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the nose ring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, "Thus spake the man unto me," that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, "Come in, thou blessed of Jehovah. Wherefore standest thou outside? For I have prepared the house and a place for the camels." And the man came into the house, and he unloaded his camels, and gave straw and provender, food for the camels, and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set food before him to eat, literally. But he said, "I will not eat until I have told mine errand." And he said, "Speak on." So Laban's telling him to speak on. And he said, "I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure, perhaps the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, Jehovah, before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee, and make successful thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred, and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred. And if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well, and said, O Jehovah, God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom Jehovah hath appointed out of my master's sons, or pointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking, in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring, the nose ring, upon her face, and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshipped Jehovah, and blessed Jehovah God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way, it says here. It is the true way. And this verse is our text. The true way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from Jehovah. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and gold, jewelry of silver and of gold, and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things, and they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, even at least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, don't delay me, seeing Jehovah hath prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth, ask her personally. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And we know that the Lord will bless the reading of this holy, this perfect. Our Heavenly Father and our Lord, undertake for us that we may read the word with perception, that we may know the meaning of the text. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that thou wilt grant that we may perceive the picture and the type, and that thou wilt grant unto us wisdom from thyself, that we may be thy servants indeed. For we give thanks, and we know that the Spirit of God, for Christ's name's sake, does undertake. Amen. In verse 48, it said, it led me in the right. It is really the true way. The way of truth. And that has to do with exactly the understanding of this text. On the whole of a multitude of things. Abraham has already received Isaac from the dead in a figure. And that's because death is no obstacle to the promises of God. He had promised what he would do in Isaac, and this man, when his son had said to him at 20 years of age, "My father, here's the fire, here's the wood, where's the lamb?" God will provide himself, will see himself a lamb, the promise to all of his spiritual children. And now it is time. He is to be the father of many nations. And if all of these things are to come to pass in Isaac, now it is time to get a wife. Not from the Canaanites among whom I dwell. We're going to send by faith. By the way, makes him swear. Swear off an oath. Well, you have perceived that you walk in this true way. He is duty bound. Perhaps you won't come. Won't come to this land. Then you'll be quit from this my oath. Only don't take my son back there. If she's going to come, she has to come by faith. Furthermore, you're not going to make, I'm addressing these people who are know very well that they're to get a bride. The Lord's bride. On his terms. This is not talking just about Rebecca. This is the promised son. This is all of the promises. And you're not going to make him common. You're not going to change the terms. You're going to do it exactly according to the word. Hey, he came in the true way. You know, let's see. Couldn't we have a contest here? A beauty pageant? Maybe we could have this all set up, and we could have some form of a selection process. You say, no, that's the world's way. He didn't call you to get a bride for his son in the world's way and by the world's means. By the true way. Not the way of pride. Not the way of ambition. What is a slave going to get out of this matter? Now, he brought nothing into the world, and he is just a servant. He's not an heir. He's not going to take anything out. The one thing he is going to have is going to be found a faithful servant. He prays for the merciful kindness to be shown to his master for his sake. He runs the true one. He seeks not his own glory. Is he open and is he forthright in all of his dealings? By the way, is that the means? And he's not going to lollygag about this, is he? He's not. Once the Lord has answered his prayer, he's not going to have a party there. Nothing's going to go to seed at this. He is going to do this now. There is an interesting urgency about that text. You looked at the text and you say, let's look at the woman. drink, my lord, and I will give your camels drink also. How much water do 10 thirsty camels drink?
21 gallons.
Huh? 21 gallons they can drink. By the way, you imagine this pitcher that goes on the shoulder? I've suggested it doesn't weigh more. It doesn't hold more than a couple of gallons. 10 camels. What's 10 times 21?
210.
Oh, that's a lot of water, isn't it? In other words, what's the likelihood that she is going to draw water for all of this man's 10 burdened down camels at the end of a journey? Oh, do you suppose, oh, by the way, what is this? Let this be the one. I knew it loud. It's very hard for me to preach on this text. My wife is gone. Where is she? Is she taking care of things? Oh, yeah. Well, probably just as well. You see, I was the cook at the Boathouse Grill restaurant. And I had just been reading my Bible. But I said to the Lord, I said, my father and his household, when it comes to women, they're absolutely pathetic. They're a total disasterville, Lord. And furthermore, I'm not even one whit smarter than they are. I wouldn't dream of being able to make the choice. And if one was to look at me or I were to look at them and they were to go by something superficial, that would be absolutely stupid. And I have seen enough of disasters. So if anything goes wrong, I'd rather have that on you instead of me. Now the likelihood, by the way, at the Boathouse Grill was all men. In those days, they couldn't run a restaurant that way today. And all busboys. And it was run strictly in military order. But for some strange women, some strange fact, single women and women alone didn't ever come into Boathouse Grill. We couldn't figure out why that was, but they just didn't ever come in there. What didn't happen? And furthermore, if one did come in, they wouldn't be likely to be willing to have lunch with the cook. I was the cook, but that was, I said, but it says here that he just prayed. And the next one, I prayed in my simplicity. Anyway, I prayed and I didn't get quite through praying. And here came this, I think she weighed 118 pounds, a skinny little girl from Vashon Island. Anyway, I knew that she had missed her ferry. And she came in that Boathouse Grill, and there's a foyer there where we used to take the orders. You come in there, and I said to the order taker, I said, excuse me, I'll take this order if you don't mind. And then I went down to the cash register and said, Benny, if you don't mind, I'll ring this up. And then, but I came out there and I said, Ralph, it's time for my lunch break. And he said, you got 30 minutes. And I, in 30 seconds, I steamed a crab sandwich and put it with her burger. And I said, the busboy, I'll bust this out if you don't mind. And I said to this young lady, I said, you know, it's time for my lunch break and I can't seem to find a place to sit down. Well, there were only 60 empty tables. But she wasn't volunteering very much in the way of information. But she did say she helped her dad at the Dairy Queen, and I knew she missed her ferry to Vashon Island. And I figured that, that she'd give me just enough information. If it mattered, I'd get there. And you know, the next night after work, I bought a milkshake at the Dairy Queen, Vashon Island. Now, the young lady wasn't the same dark brunette that was there, but she, for some reason, when I came up to the door, came up to the window, she knew who I was. All I said was, I ordered a milkshake. She said, I know who you are. And you're looking for Kathy. And she's right over here. And her father was there. And he saw Kathy's blush when she looked back at that window. And that was it. Now, if anything goes wrong, Lord, I took you at your word. And I didn't know the Lord as my master and savior at that point. I'd just been reading my Bible. And I had no idea that that engagement would be broken off. And she'd tell me, send me a Dear John full of scripture verses telling me I needed to be saved. But that's how that happened. By the way, do you believe that the Lord leads you? That this is not just a message for the moment, that He leads you in the same way? That you won't use any of the world's methods? That you won't walk that way? That He knows exactly what He's doing in your pilgrimage? Is this a matter of walking? Because Abraham said, the God who called me out of my father's house, called me away from my kindred, brought me into this land before whom I walk, He will send His angel before and He'll prosper your way. And all this man was one who believed. It's the faith of Abraham that's on his servant. That servant, by the way, if Abraham had had no heir, if there hadn't been any, who would have been the heir of the house? He wouldn't have been. I mean, you think about it. Is there a little conflict of interest there? Not at all for him. Is he a trusted servant? How are you in the service of God? And then, did that servant, by the way, did he have any choice about being circumcised? Did he have any choice? Oh, it's all God's house. And it's His plan. And it's His purpose. Does God love this servant? Does that man know that as long as he is seeking the glory of his master and not his own, and desire, his treasure in life is to be found faithful in the service of his master? How many people, natural-born people, have this burden to serve God and to be faithful to their master? You say, that's what I want, Lord. That's all. That I might know Him in the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death, that I might in any wise attain unto this resurrection out from among the dead. Did Abraham believe in the resurrection out from among the dead? That he personally was going to inherit that land together with his children? Was this integral in that? So, this is a lesson exactly to us, isn't it? Are there any accidents under the sun? If it's for the Lord's purpose, is there a right way to go to get the bride to bear witness to the truth? Give me the occasion, Lord. Let this be the occasion. Let me be one of those that has the sense of moment. Do you believe that servant went right straight there? That when this happened, he went right straight back? It was an interesting thing, isn't it? Couldn't be dissuaded. When he said that, yeah, let me know. Hey, if you're going to be gracious to my master, if you're going to obey my words, let me know right now. And they said, it's of Jehovah. We can't say for it or against it. Well, we're going to stay here and just, well, let's just, at least 10 days, we're going to, we can get used to this idea. When it's right to serve God, when do you do it? And you do it all, don't you? You don't have tomorrow. And yesterday is gone forever. On what day did he go? They stayed the night. The next morning he said, let me depart. The Lord has prospered my way. Well, we'll call the damsel and speak to her personally. What is she? Will you go with this man? This Christian life that we're involved in, you and I, it's all or nothing. And it's today, isn't it? It's now or not, now or never. It's all or nothing. And we're going to do it all for His glory and take on that responsibility and accept God's providence and calling, but never forsake the way. Not to be dissuaded. We understand the message of the text because it's called the true way. Is there any other way for you? And then you look and say, oh, I understand. I have perceived the moment. That moment is key. Because how long did Abraham spend after he was told to offer up Isaac the first time? Well, he rose up as soon as it was light, took the donkeys. This servant, does he understand the faith of Abraham? Yes, I'm going to lay it to heart. I'm going to know the scriptures. I'm going to know what's there. How did Edward know? I knew that if you take God at his word, well, at least that had been drummed into me. Because if you don't do that, well, there's no point in doing anything anyway, is there? It makes life, I didn't say it was easy. Do you know why he took 10 camels and he took those extra men? Well, he took all the good things of his master. Do you think that you could do that without an armed guard along the way in those days? Do you think that you would do anything here by presumption? Once the Lord has answered prayer, what happens if you dally and lollygag? You say, well, wait a minute, idle hands, lollygagging hands, they belong to the devil, don't they? They'll soon get into bad work. So you're going to be diligent about his service and understand what it is. It's called the text, the right way. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, verse 59, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, it says here, thousands of 10,000s, and let thy seed, thy offspring, possess the gate of those that hate them. And Rebekah arose, and the damsels, and they rode upon the camels, and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah, and went his way. And Isaac said, Isaac came from the way of the well Lahairoi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. Why is this well Lahairoi? Where does that come up? That's a kind of an interesting place. Because you see, Hagar, when she has fled, driven out, she came to, and the Lord showed her a well. She was looking for the Lord and didn't see him, but she said, the Lord sees me. And if you're going to serve him, it's sight unseen. Well, there's a point here, because you see, that son was not dragged down. This wife was not going to come because of the appearance, because of any of the physical matters, because of the presence of him. That couldn't be the motive. She had to come sight unseen. She had to come by faith. And furthermore, at that well, you see, that's where he meditated. That's where God sees. And even though we don't see him, he sees us. He's meditated right there. Is this a bride that he has never seen before? There's faith involved here. Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. And it says, where she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. The wedding day. Father, did you just get how formal this wedding was? It was the, would you like the message at the wedding? The message was all of the things that God did in his providence. He has supplied this woman according to the oath and according to God's means. This is miraculous. She has come in faith. This veiled one that's right there, and he takes her into his mother's tent. And she became his wife. And by the way, what I want to point out is, Abraham, you say, but God used him to change the world. Did he use this servant to change the world? Did he use the faith of Rebecca to change the world? Does he use you in his purpose to make a difference in faith to save the world? Has he appointed you as the means to get the bride for his son? Absolutely. And if you heard that, you understand. It's not after the sight of the eyes, is it? It's exactly according to promise. It's exactly according to your prayer. Not my will, but thine be done. It's exactly according to the way that the Word of God lays out. We're going to do it that way, or we're going to die, and we have no point in doing anything else. And furthermore, what is this? If they don't come, well, here's a few little interesting things. At least show a picture. I mean, after all, change the standard. No, Pastor. If she doesn't come exactly according to this means, if she doesn't come by faith, by the hearing of the word, and by a true servant, was this servant faithful? If she doesn't come that way, you're quit from this my oath. Don't corrupt the family. Don't play anything. It's called the true way. You're either going to do it the true way, or you're not going to do it. And if the lady didn't come by exactly that way, and that man came back empty-handed and gave the report, you know what he would be? He'd be a faithful servant, wouldn't he? Whom does the Lord prosper? You see, that lady that I met along the way there at the well, she sent me a Dear John explaining that she wouldn't be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. She loved me, but she loved my soul first. And she wouldn't compromise that. And she made it very clear that she couldn't have any victory in prayer if she was going to compromise that. And the Lord heard her prayer, because he put the prayer in her anyway, didn't he? And that's how you're going to live. And when the Word, when you confront this God and this Word, it's exactly according to his terms. And do you know what your oath is? You've already sworn out the oath. And that's your testimony. That you're saved according to these promises, according to this Word. You're born out of this Word. Your testimony that you're under his blood and he is your master and you're going to do exactly what he said. And you want it exactly in his terms and you're not ashamed of it. Isn't his word wonderful? It has to do with the joy of your worship and your service. May the Lord bless the exhortation from his word. Let us look unto him once again in prayer. Our Heavenly Father and our Lord, we bow before thee, because thy word is excellent to our spirit. It's excellent to our work. We thank thee that thou hast made us read and understand and bless thy name in it. We beseech thee, O Lord, that thou would work in us mightily, for we know that the servant, the runner, is not crowned unless he strive lawfully. And we have besought thee, O Lord, that we may be found faithful. Thou hast commanded us to walk before thee and to be faithful unto death. And thou wilt give us a crown of life. O Lord, we ask of thee that thou would manifest the crown and the very joy of the servants of the Most High. For it is in Christ's name we give thanks. Amen.